Hello everyone. So simply be without any effort. Be and let be. Not in time. Not in the past. Not in the future. Without any need
Could you
to.
speak louder?
Without any need to know what you are. Allow whatever thoughts appear to you to appear in their complete freedom which is the freedom of the creator. Allow yourself to sink deeper and deeper into not knowing, into presence. Being, presence, realities. Not about any self gain. It's not about any personal attainment. Because personal gain and personal attainment are a myth. the myth of being a separate person. Reality is one. We are that love. We are that reality. Indivisible and undivided. When you are feeling unloved and unheard, what is hidden behind such feeling? Is your love to hear others? And your desire to love unconditionally? Because the obstacle to being heard and being loved is your resistance to loving unconditionally. And hearing others non-judgmentally. The mind flips it around. And finds a problem out there. But in this moment of peace and tranquility, in a moment of presence, without referring to the past or the future, everything is perfect and complete as it is. Because there is no time for your thinking. There is no time for your narrative. You feel unheard, unheard, because you're resisting your complete hearing. You're resisting your unconditional openness. Separating yourself from the totality. and placing conditions. Upon none else but yourself. For what godly purpose do you want to be loved and heard? For what divine purpose do you walk around with a begging bowl? Asking to be heard and to be loved. You overlook that you are the love, because love means non-separation, non-duality, not two. As soon as you separate yourself, the world of conditions appears in your mind. The world of judgments appears to you. Personal desires appear to you, seeking fulfillment. Fulfillment from a source outside of yourself. Your mind projects problems, issues, projects various people that are doing you wrong. A myriad of personal rules arise within your mind. Sometimes like a labyrinth. Conditions about how others should act and should be. But how the world should appear to you. The root cause of your feeling unloved and unheard is your belief that you are somebody that should be loved and heard, that you are somebody. Because the mind has not yet been blessed by presence, by consciousness, by God's reality. It still wanders in the antechamber of me, me and mine, him and her. How about we open our heart to everyone and everything? Rather than building gates, how about we open all the doors and windows? Because all those gates are artificial. Our true heart has no borders, has no focus. It's like the sunshine shines on everything equally. How about we do our best to hear others rather than be concerned about feeling unheard? To dive deeper and deeper into this open listening. Listening that has no conditions. Listening that has no end. Has no objective. Listening that is not seeking anything. A listening that has no personal listener. Dressed in a certain outfit. With their own conditions. Because whatever we're trying to protect is a ghost. We live preoccupied about the ghost. We imagine ourselves to be somebody. Twisting and turning, can't pin it down. To constantly prop up this personal character, to maintain it, to safeguard it, to baby it, to protect it. What an exhausting task. Can we relax, release, trust God, trust truth, trust the universe, how it's manifesting. Not trying to protect anything. It's just doing what it does. Birth, death, transformations, creation, cessation. With the understanding that that which is cannot not be. Being, I am, cannot not be. Being does not come into being and out of being. There's no opposite to being. No such thing as non-being. That understanding about I, about reality, the reality which perceives right now, effortlessly. Perceives all sorts of forms and shapes and shades and colors without being anything, without being defined by that which it creates and perceives, that you are not defined by your perceptions and your creations. Nothing defines you but your very self. Consciousness defines itself, is its own reality, refers to itself. You can unclutch your hands, let go. Take God's hand and forget. Because when you take God's hand, God takes you in her arms. Try it. Take life lightly. It's your playground, but it's also your laboratory where you can explore what is my reality, what is the reality of that which I perceive, what is the reality of the world, what is the reality of the mind, what is the reality of I. Ultimately, where does the buck stops? Take a look at your own direct experience. and notice that you are the invisible presence. You are not that which you perceive. You are not that which you feel. You are the reality which perceives perceptions, perceives sensations and feelings. You can rest with the understanding that God loves you and hears you. Because if you are seeking to be loved and to be heard, by people, by others, who are impermanent, of what value is this love, which is impermanent? Why don't you choose permanent love? Discover what that is. I say God's love, but I don't mean some God out there behind the clouds or in the sky. To discover what is this love that you are truly seeking, not the impermanent one, but the permanent love. What is this love? If not feeling and experiencing and knowing wholeness, non-dual being, not two, like the mother and her baby, not two. That is the true love, is the not two. What is it in your experience, in your direct experience, which is not two, which is non-dual?